Hi friends, are you ready for today's story? It's from the Jungle Book. Deep in the Indian jungle, Bagheera, the panther, heard a strange sound. He discovered that it was a man cub. The baby boy was in a basket, which lay in a half-sunken boat on the river. Bagheera felt sorry for the baby. He carefully carried the basket ashore. The man cub will never survive without a mother, Bagheera said to himself. Then he remembered that a wolf family lived nearby. Perhaps they would adopt the man cub. Bagheera brought the basket to the wolf's den. When the mother wolf and her cubs found the laughing baby, they smiled. Rama, the father wolf, was not so pleased at first, but soon he, too, was smiling at the man cub. The wolves named the man cub Mowgli. For 10 years, he lived happily in the jungle. Mowgli learned many things from the wolves, how to scratch himself, how to play dead, and how to run. But one day, there was some terrible news in the jungle. Shere Khan, the tiger, had returned. The fearsome tiger hated all humans because a hunter had once shot at him. So Mowgli was in danger. Late that night, the wolf pack gathered with Bagheera on Council Rock. They decided that Mowgli must leave. Bagheera knew of a man village where he could take Mowgli and he would be safe. But taking Mowgli to man village would not be easy. "This is my home," protested Mowgli, as Bagheera tried to pry him from a tree. "I don't want to leave the jungle." Reluctantly, Mowgli began the journey to the man village with Bagheera. Night began to fall. When they came to a big tree, Bagheera decided they would spend the night there. Bagheera gave the boy a lift up. "Go to sleep," Bagheera told Mowgli as they settled themselves on a branch. But they were not alone. Kaa, the snake, was hiding in the tree. He thought Mowgli would make a tasty treat. "Yes, man cub," Kaa whispered as he slithered down the tree. "Go to sleep." Mowgli woke up and saw Kaa. "Leave me alone," he said to the snake. "Don't be afraid, man cub," said Kaa. "Trust me, go to sleep." Kaa stared at Mowgli. Mowgli began to feel dizzy. He was under Kaa's spell. Kaa wrapped his long tail around Mowgli. Just then Bagheera woke up. He slapped Kaa with his paw before the snake could hurt Mowgli. Kaa fell to the ground with a thud. "You have made a serious mistake, Bagheera," said Kaa as he slithered off. Bagheera told Mowgli, "You see, the jungle is too dangerous for you. You belong in the man village. We will go there in the morning." But Mowgli still didn't want to live in the man village, so he left early the next morning. "I can take care of myself," Mowgli said to Bagheera as he walked away. "I don't need anyone." But after a while, Mowgli felt very lonely. Then Mowgli heard somebody singing. It was Baloo, a big friendly bear. "Well, hello there, little britches," Baloo said to Mowgli with a smile. They quickly became friends. Baloo taught Mowgli how to dance like a bear, growl like a bear, and even how to fight like a bear. "I want to stay in the jungle with you, Baloo," said Mowgli. "I like being a bear," Mowgli told Baloo as they floated down the river. Neither of them noticed that several monkeys were watching them. Before Baloo could stop them, the monkeys grabbed Mowgli. They brought Mowgli to their leader, King Louie. "So you are the man cub?" said King Louis. Crazy. I'm not crazy, you are, said Mowgli. Have some bananas, said King Louis, shoving two into Mowgli's mouth. King Louis struck a deal so that Mowgli could stay in the jungle. Then the monkeys decided to celebrate. Everybody started dancing. Meanwhile, Baloo found the ancient ruins where the monkeys lived. In order to rescue Mowgli, Baloo disguised himself as a big monkey and danced right into the party. Baloo's plan worked. While the monkeys sang and danced, he carried Mowgli out of the ruins. Thanks for rescuing me, said Mowgli. I didn't want to be a monkey. I would rather be a bear like you. But you are not a bear, Baloo said sadly. The jungle is too dangerous for you. You belong in the man village. You are just like Bagheera, shouted Mowgli. I don't want to go to the man village. I can take care of myself. So Mowgli ran away from Baloo too. Mowgli ran through the jungle. Then he ran right into Shere Khan. Do you know who I am, Manka? Said Shere Khan. Yes, I'm not afraid of you, said Mowgli. Everyone is afraid of me, Shere Khan said smugly. Well, you don't scare me, said Mowgli. Oh, you have spirit for one so small, said the tiger. You deserve a sporting chance. I will close my eyes and count to 10. It makes the chase more interesting. Shere Khan began to count, but Mowgli didn't run away. He wasn't about to be bullied by the tiger. This only angered Shere Khan. Just as he longed for Mowgli, Baloo came to the rescue. He grabbed the tiger's tail to try to save the man cub. Suddenly, a bolt of lightning flashed in the sky. The lightning hit a nearby tree, starting a fire. Mowgli picked up a burning branch and tied it to Shere Khan's tail. There was only one thing Shere Khan feared: fire! He let out a roar and fled. Bagheera and Baloo were so happy to see Mowgli wasn't hurt. We are glad you're safe, little britches, said Baloo, when Mowgli ran up to the big bear and gave him a big hug. Mowgli hugged Bagheera too. He was happy to see his friends. It was beginning to get dark, so they found a safe place to rest. Soon they were fell fast asleep. Good night.